I want to thank Mr. Taylor for giving a nice introduction to what I want to talk about today, because I was going to cover that a little bit, but since he covered it, we'll get done early. Okay. Let's begin by turning over to Leviticus 23 and verse 26. It always amazes me. I mean, I've been in the church for a long, 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 long time, and been through a lot of atonements. It always amazes me how God just puts together the sermonette and the sermon, and we never even speak to each other hardly at all. He doesn't come to visit us out in Stockton at all. Mr. Tuck comes once in a while. We call him our visiting pastor. I introduced him once from coming from Africa, I think, because he was all the way from Africa. We spent no expense to get him there. So today is the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 23 and verse 26. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "On the tenth day, in the seventh month, shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls, make an offering made by fire to the Lord." Verse 28, "And you shall do no work on that day, and that, for that is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. Or any person who has not afflicted his soul on that same day shall be cut off from his people. And any person who does not work on that same day, that person will be destroyed from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings." And I've had co-workers ask me about that too, as Mr. Taylor did. What we do is rather strange, isn't it? But we didn't think of it ourselves. God asked us to do it. It's commanded in the Bible, and that's why I read that to you. Afflict your souls, as Mr. Taylor said, means to abase the self or to humble the body. It means to fast. And I won't go into that. By the way, you that give sermonettes, that was a great sermonette. He took one little phrase and he drilled down, and now we all understand and can answer that, can't we? Those, right. That was good. That was good. Because, again, afflict your soul. You know, ana, nefesh. What does that mean? It means to afflict your soul. What does that mean? It means you don't feel so good in late afternoon. That's what that means. So, the Day of Atonement is a holy day. It's not necessarily a feast day, but it is a holy day, and it's a fast day, which means for most of us it's a slow day, right? Everyone's nice and slow today, so don't move too fast. You don't want to fall down and get hurt. It's amazing. And Israel at that time, of Israel of old, had a custom or ritual, we might say, that was also performed on that day, was also rather strange. And let's go over to Leviticus 16 and verse 1 to hear about that. Leviticus 16 and verse 1. This is another one that people look at you and say, "What was that all about?" Leviticus 16 and verse 1. "Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time to the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark, lest he die, for I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat.'" So he was told, you're supposed to come, but not just any time. Well, what time would that be that he was supposed to come? If you go over to verse 29 and 30, you can find out what time that would be. It says, "This shall be a statute for you forever." As Mr. Taylor said, not just for a little while, not till somebody changed it, but forever. For you in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord." And that's what had to be done at that time, because people did not have access directly to God. They went through the priest. And that one day, the Day of Atonement, the priest would come into the Holy of Holies, not just any day, like he said, but that one day, and he would make atonement. Let's go back to the story, Leviticus 16 and verse 3, talk about this interesting ritual that they had. "Thus Aaron shall come to the holy place," Leviticus 16 and verse 3, "Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering and a ram offering, a ram as a burnt offering." Excuse me, in verse 4, "And he shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body, and he shall be girded with the linen sash. With the linen turban he shall be attired." In other words, don't come as you are, come dressed with the holy garments. And we are all dressed today. We didn't come as we are. We are looking good on the outside, even though we'd be suffering on the inside. And that's what Aaron was supposed to be doing. He was supposed to be looking good when he came before the Lord. Verse 5, and he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering. And verse 6, and Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which for himself, and make atonement for himself.